The biggest story this past offseason was all about Brett Favre, and when he was traded to the New York Jets, all knew they were getting a Hall of Fame quarterback, but at age 39, could he still be productive? 12 weeks into the NFL season, the answer is simple, yes. In addition to throwing for 20 touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 94.1, Favre has the Jets streaking at 8-3. They've won 5 in a row, and their last 2 wins were against the previously unbeaten Titans and at New England.
Yeah, it's fun, you know. Obviously grew up watching Brett Favre, kind of admired, you know, his game, and it's going to be fun, you know. I don't know if this is his last year, if he's got some more in him, but, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play.
Not really. It's funny, the more games down the stretch, I mean, that I see, like the last 4 or 5 games that I've seen, he's doing things that he did with the Packers, and, you know, all those little quick throws, reading the run and knowing when to throw instead of running. I mean, he's one of the best at, you know, throwing those quick passes in the run game.
But head coach Mike Shanahan says that it's not just Favre. The running game led by Thomas Jones and Leon Washington has been key for their success.
Well, there's a lot of other things involved. You know, they're doing an unbelievable job in the running game, both in their rush offense and rush defense. Usually when you have that combination, being able to run the football like they do and have the weapons that they do at the wide receiver position, tight end position, running back position, you know, you've got a chance to have a balanced attack, which they do.
Well, I'm telling you, when he has a run game, look at last year. I mean, guys coming off of a season where they won 13 games. And he's not a slouch by anybody's imagination. The guy could play, and he's doing exactly what he's capable of doing, but he has a great run game, and I think that enables him to make a lot of big plays.
And though the Broncos suffered a tough home loss last week against Oakland, the Broncos have overcome odds on the road, most recently at Atlanta, where the Falcons had been perfect. And keep this in mind, the Jets have struggled against the AFC West. They lost early in the season 49-28 to the Chargers, fell in overtime to the Raiders, and needed a touchdown within the final 2 minutes to seal a win against Kansas City.
It seems like we play better when we got our backs against the wall, so to speak. You know, the teams that we should beat and the teams that we should, you know, dominate, we don't. And the teams that, you know, we don't have a chance, we play well against. So it's going to be exciting. You know, this is a great team, a really good team who's peaking when they're supposed to be. They're on a 5-game winning streak, and it's going to be a tough game.
You know, we had to score, you know, as an offense. You know, we had to hold on to the ball, you know, keep their offense off the field, and we have to do our part, and you know, I think we'll be ready this Sunday for that.
So the main thing, we got to stop the run and get teams to throw more and, you know, try to jump out and start fast. So I think that's imperative. We got to start fast against the Jets to make it a good game at their house.
We had a good day at practice today. Hopefully we can have 2 more Thursday and Friday, you know, load up on Saturday and make it happen. You know, at this point, it's you know, every game is so crucial. And I think everyone in the locker room knows this, so it's a big game for us.
Finally, the Broncos could get some help defensively this Sunday. DJ Williams and Nate Webster practiced this week, as well as Champ Bailey, who is looking to return to the field for the first time since week 7.
I felt good today, but I think it's more mental now. I mean, physically, I'm starting to feel like I'm almost 100%. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's going to nag me, so I just got to get over that nagging part and just push myself through it.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.